From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins, and
I'm Nigel Payne.
Hi, Nigel. Now, this week yesterday, coming off the back of the third episode of Learning Now TV, and we were having a chat just before we've gone live here, and we were saying that you felt it was the best one so far. So now you kind of host the show, and I just wanted to find out a little bit more about why you felt that it was so successful, and kind of how the LNTV programs are going.
Yes, well, there's one word actually I would use to describe what differentiates it. Variety, that's my word. Mot du jour. And variety in all sorts of ways. A variety of different people on the show who were interviewed. A variety of locations in which they were interviewed. A variety of different ways in which we brought people together, from the 1 minute insights through to a round table discussion to one-to-one interviews from a variety of locations, including the one you did with Sam from a cafe in Bristol, which is a great location. I did one from a brand new library in Docklands in Australia with Helen Blunden. Very noisy, but very atmospheric at the same time. All of that I kind of adds to the complexity of the show and makes it go very, very quickly. I was surprised at how fast it ran through. And what I also really liked about last night's was another word, and that was honesty. I just felt that people were telling the truth and explaining some of the issues they confront and some of the real conversations they have inside organizations. It wasn't kind of packaged and slick just because there was a camera there. We managed to somehow make it feel authentic and make it feel really different and honest, and therefore extremely compelling and extremely interesting. And I was watching the Twitter stream as it went through, and that seemed to be the reaction of the people who were watching live.
That's interesting that you should talk about the kind of honesty. Now, okay, so we must declare the fact that I do a bit of interviewing and reporting for LNTV. You front it. So I don't want this to sound like we're just trying to big up our own work. What I'd like to just pick up on is this idea of honesty and the fact that it is really hard, I think, to find really good stories of what L&D professionals are up to. You see them in awards, you see case studies on websites and in some of the magazines that are still out there, but actually they're very managed. A lot of them have had the corporate comms magic wand put over them. And that's a real shame, because what you want is real stories about what people are doing now and what's working. You might get, hopefully, some of what isn't working, but even a sense of what is working for people, and to be able to tap into that very easily would be wonderful. And we've got all the technology to enable us to do that, but it doesn't happen. Or it certainly doesn't happen as much as it should, because there's clearly great stuff going on. So I find that out when I do some of those interviews. You know, you get to hear great insights. But if you weren't asking the question, you might not find that. Now, some people, and, you know, they know who they are, and they're in the big minority, share some of their stuff on their own blogs and websites. But, you know, for the vast rump of L&D professionals, you just don't see what's going on for them. And I think I'd love to see more of that. What do you think?
Agree with you. No, I agree with you. And interestingly, I've done quite a few interviews as well as fronting the thing. And people enjoy the interview process, and I think they get out of it something more than just transmitting information, because they're reflecting, they're dealing with their peers, They're doing it because they want to share a story, not because they're trying to put the best light and the best gloss. And some of the issues that, for example, last night, the one issue that kept recurring all the way through was, how do you engage your company? How do you engage your organization? And everybody said that it's difficult. You need to be persistent. You need to be curious. You need to ask questions. And sometimes all of those things have the desired effect. Sometimes they don't, in which case you've got to go back and start again. All of those sorts of conversations don't readily come out of, you know, packaged case studies and kind of glossy corporate views or corporate versions of how L&D works. And I find it refreshing. And when I'm watching it, I'm watching it as a complete outsider, even though I've been involved, because I really don't see the whole thing coming together until it's actually transmitted. And I find it a learning experience myself. So I hope the audience find it a learning experience as well.
So what we need is more people to somehow share more. And we need forums for that to happen.
Yes, we learn by sharing. That's the age we live in.
Well, let's hope that everyone listening to this could do some of that at some point in some way. I know that they could definitely email or get in touch with LNTV. Just go to the website and you can put yourself forward to be interviewed. But hopefully we might get to hear some more things from more people. That's what we need, yeah?
Quite right. Quite right.
Great.
Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Nigel.
From scratch.